What we got, you're welcome to it. We got plenty of it, such as it is, and we'd be glad to have you come in, sit a while with us, and eat something with us. There you go. Wasn't looking for company, but we just got what we'd eat if you was here. I mean, you can eat what we can eat, so come in and eat with us. And of course, there would be a bountiful table. They always apologize. I used to go out to these big dinners, and the hostess, the table would be literally covered with everything on earth, and she'd light in to apologize for what a sorry meal, y'all. That would be turkey and ham and chicken and beef. Just, I didn't have much today. Of course, all she was doing was fishing for compliments. So I just did the best I could. I just
if you want someone to start to eat right away, you say, well, just help
yourself.
So,
help yourself.
If you offer somebody a certain dish and he doesn't want it, how does he decline it?
You generally don't. If you're going to take it, then don't eat it. It's kind of a reflection on the hostess when you turn something down, see?
I see.
So if you don't like beets, we'll say, and they're passing the beets, well, you may not like beets, but it's a reflection on the hostess cooking. If you don't take some of it and try to eat it. You don't have to necessarily eat it, but you should take a little on your plate anyhow.
You never say, I don't like
it. No, don't say, no, I never say, I don't, oh, I don't like beets, or I don't like this. No. You're going to take a little of it and then don't eat it.
Suppose you come for somebody and she's not quite ready. She'll say, now just...
Y'all set a while, then it'll be ready directly.
Or she'll say, just a minute, or I'll be with you, just...
Well, he'll say, well, I'll be through in a minute. Y'all just sit down now, and they'll be ready directly. Mm-hmm.
And then you would say, don't hurry.
There's no hurry. Take your time. We got all day. Don't make any day. You know, you're never getting hurry, see? No, we ain't no hurry at all. Just take your time.
We'll wait.
We'll wait. We'll sit here and talk.
You say, we'll wait for you? We'll wait on you?
We'll wait. You go right ahead. Take your time. We're in no hurry. Got all day. That's what you're trying to say. Got all day.
And if somebody comes for your wife and she's at the club, you say, well, I'm sorry, she's...
Just a minute. That's what they always say, just a minute, because it may be 30, but that's what they say, just a minute.
You say that she's not at home, or if someone comes to the door and asks for your wife and she's not here, you say, well, I'm sorry, she's not...
She's not at home. That's what we'd say. She's not at home right now. Be back, but they always want to know when she'll be back. So you try to estimate it. Not at home right now, but probably be back in 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes, as the case may be.
What's their standard greeting for someone who grew up in Macon and come back?
Well,
you haven't seen him for a long time. You say, well.
Well, that happened to me just the other day. A boy that I grew up with here. I forgot just what I did tell him. I told him I was glad to see him, glad you're back home again. Looking well. Of course, you always tell them how well they look. Looking well. Hope you'll stay. This, that, and other. Just a few pleasantries.
And you say, well, when you come back again, I'll be sure.
Sure, and drop around and see us.
We'll be glad to see you, or we'll be, how would you change glad? We'll be glad to see you. How glad? We'll be...
Well, I don't know.
There are a couple of things here that I'm looking for. Is right glad? Does that sound right? We'll be right glad to see you.
That I'm very glad. Generally be very glad.
And how is this word proud used?
Proud to see you. We got a Sunday school teacher here. By the way, he's got his master's degree in English from the University of Mississippi. And I asked a question in a Sunday school class one day. He said, that's a good question, I'm proud you asked it. Mm-hmm. Said, now somebody laughs, said, we'll be okay. Said, I'm proud you asked it.
So in other words, he's a younger man, is he?
He's younger. He's in his 40s. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's a good question, I'm proud you asked it. Mm-hmm. I remember that. It happened just a short while ago.
And how about for this tape's about to run out from another question coming in?